Paperback Classics Audio presents Luana by Alan Dean Foster, read for you by Anne Richardson. Chapter 1.
Hungry. Uma was hungry. Hunger was something that existed cool and separate, an entity complete and whole unto itself. There was neither need nor ability to define it. The pantheress thought with her belly and not with her brain, and the demands of that hunger were pressing ever stronger on her. There had been no game for 2 days now. A glance toward the light showed a fat medallion of royal orange already sunk low in the sky. The light turned the earth to blood and made trees and flowers glow as if on fire. A dull earthworm became as brilliant as a coral snake in the sun's glare, and gritty gray tree barks and branches shimmered carnelian. Soon the daylight would be swallowed by the valley of the Great Rift and would drop steaming beyond the meandering waters of Lake Tanganyika. Until then, though, would Uma hunt. She was following a well-run trail towards the watering place near the river. Now the trail was cold, but she should find some sign near the water itself. It was a good place, and many animals came to drink in the late evening. Uma stepped and broke a twig. The sound was slight, a tiny cracking of dead wood. Nonetheless, she softly growled a pantheress curse. Such sloppy stalking would lead deservedly to slow starvation. She must take more care in the setting of paws, in the placement of weight. Behind her, Chaw whimpered uncertainly at his mother's displeasure, and she growled again to hush the cub. He was still clumsy, but that was due more to his inordinate size than to his cubhood, for he had already proven a promising stalker. Once, Chaw had had sisters, 2 fine, healthy she's, as startlingly big and sleek as himself. The memory was painful, and time had not yet succeeded in erasing the distant scar, only in blurring it. Uma had been away hunting. A pair of desperate hyenas had discovered the rock-bound den. Less luck for them. Uma had returned, and the spotted laughers had died with broken necks. But it was too late to save Chaw's sisters. Only Chaw's uncubbish ferocity saved him for last. Saved him at all. Now, whenever Uma left the den on long hunting trips, she brought the cub along. Sliver of night, obsidian carving, coal vein insides, oil smoke solidified, black. Uma slipped silently through the undergrowth. The number of small bushes and reedy flowers increased. The jungle was thick here. So thick it gave the air an emerald hue, and the world was seen through glasses green. She glanced back. Chaw was right behind her. He kept up well. Certainly his early brush with death had sharpened his instincts, made him ready and quick to learn. Uma's head turned and dipped back to the trail. Then she paused suddenly, nose low to the moist earth. Early evening dew only blurred the spore without destroying it, and it was fresh. Raising her head, she sniffed, sampling the air which blew right to left across her nostrils. Yes, the scent was there, mixed with the smell of water. Leaving the trail, she broke to the side and began to circle. Chaw had to hurry to keep up, every branch and stick and rock seemingly located with the sole purpose to trip and block him. Now the water smell and other
Sample complete. Ready to continue?